principles to solve problems that our city faces. I voted for changes to our road maintenance program, reducing response time, addressing problems, and increasing money spent on snow removal, while keeping a balanced budget. Fought for police bonuses and incentives, guaranteeing we have officers on the streets. With your support, I'll continue this work for 3 more years as your representative on the Fairbanks City Council. Vote for me on October 4th. Paid for by Gibson for Fairbanks, 309 Dunbar Avenue, Fairbanks, Alaska, 99701.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
And we are back. You are listening to Problem Corner on 660 AM, 97.5 FM. Your guest host this morning is Mike Prox, and with me in the studio is Aaron Crook. He is running a write-in campaign for Assembly Seat C. And if you want to join in on the program, the number to call is 458-8255, and that's 458-TALK. And we are talking about Aaron Gibson's write-in campaign for Assembly Seat C, and we have to spell that correctly. Aaron, and how's that name spelled on the ballot?
First name is spelled A-A-R-O-N, and the last name is spelled C-R-O-O-K.
Okay. Take a pen, write that down so you have it when you go to the polls, and make sure to spell the name correctly. And the polls are open today until 8 p.m., and so stop by on your way after lunch by now, I hope, and or on your way home from work this evening. They're open till 8. You can stop by and cast your vote in the local elections and make your voice be heard. So, Aaron, do you have a web page or a Facebook page where people can contact you and learn more about your campaign?
I do. I have a Facebook page. It's Aaron Crook, number 4, Borough Assembly, okay. CC.
And it's a Facebook page?
Yes.
Yes. For those of us that are real old, Facebook is a new thing to learn too, but I guess that's the up-and-coming thing. Good. Have you been getting a lot of hits on your page?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
A lot of phone calls.
Good.
I think I've shaken more hands this year than I've ever have in my life.
That's a big part of it, for people just to get to know who you are and recognize that there is someone just graduated from high school, accomplished, been paying attention to what's going on, and I'm impressed. And so with that, let's see, we've got, you have been out, actually you've been out helping others campaign as well as yourself. Do you have yard signs and stuff like that? Have you been able to afford that?
I do not have any yard signs. I do have campaign buttons, so.
Okay, very good.
I've been passing those out while we do door knocking.
You've been out door knocking. All right, good. Which areas?
I've been door knocking mainly for Kelly Shabaka with Barbara Tindall.
Oh.
But we've also been giving out information about the borough elections,
mm-hmm.
and what's at stake, especially with the ballot measures that mm-hmm. are on the borough ballot this year.
Oh, yes. Forgot about those. Ballot measures. We have two. The first one, ballot measure number one, is the tax cap. And should people be voting for or against the tax cap? And why?
So with ballot measure one, which is saving the tax cap, I would ask you to vote yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said at the beginning, if we eliminate the tax cap, that can be detrimental to a lot of families in the borough.
Okay. And the other one is Proposition 2. That comes up every 10 years after the census. And the question is, do you want to keep area-wide representation on the borough assembly? Did I get that right?
Yes.
And should that be a yes or a no vote?
That, in my opinion, is a vote that is up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've heard people who have a lot of the same party ideas
mm-hmm.
have different ideas about it.
Right.
Personally, I voted yes on both of them
mm-hmm.
just because I don't believe this is the right year with the way politics is going.
Right.
I don't think this is the right year to split the borough into districts.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say to keep that a vote that's up to you.
Good. You can hear both sides of an argument. Another quality. Yeah, and it is a good point. The There are some advantages to dividing it up into districts. You would have a representative. Everybody still, you know, even in the state house, you represent everybody in the area. It's not just your district, but you're primarily focused on a district, and I know North Pole, for instance, much better than the other districts in the state, and that's my primary focus. So that's an advantage. An advantage I like is that it would make it easier for candidates to campaign, but it would also make it a little more complicated for voters to figure out which district I might be in, because they wouldn't turn out just the same as the state house seats.
Yes.
And so that one, we can go either way. We can take the plunge, vote no. If you don't like the area-wide representation, you would vote no, that you don't want to keep it. But if you want to keep the existing system, you would vote yes. And either way, we should think about that. And keep thinking about that. That's the whole important part. Another question, it isn't a local issue, but what are your thoughts on the Constitutional Convention? That's going to be on the state ballot.
I think we need to have a Constitutional Convention. We haven't had a Constitutional Convention since our Constitution was written in the late 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last 60 years, we've had so many things happen in the state that shouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is the year that it should happen, because as well as the splitting of the borough that happens every 10 years after the census, we have a ballot measure that asks if we want to have a constitutional convention,
mm-hmm.
and every year it's been voted down. But I think this is the year that we need to open the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
especially with the PFD being at risk.
Yep. Well, good. And question, where did you get interested in the state constitution? Was that something you studied in school, or is this something that you just picked up on your own?
It's just something I picked up on my own, mainly based off of what I've seen happen in the state,
mm-hmm.
and what I think should be happening that isn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, especially with the PFD, because the PFD, the amount's been getting smaller and smaller until the PFD we just got this year,
right,
which is the biggest one in history. So I think we need to have a convention so we can put in the Constitution that this is how much money that the state gets,
mm-hmm.
that the citizens of the state get as a statutory PFD.
Good. And I am just so impressed that you have that much awareness and knowledge of what's going on. And I had to ask the question, kind of lead into something that about education, we should be focusing on that. When I was in high school, which was the early 70s, of course, the bicentennial was coming up of the Declaration of Independence, and so it was a big deal. But we studied that in high school, and I think that needs to be brought back into the curriculum to study more about how government works, how laws work, and just how our responsibility as citizens, because we seem to have kind of lost focus on that. We're interested in what we can get from government, and we need to readjust our thinking, at least understand how it works. That'd be great. But somehow you picked it up. I'm grateful that you took the time to do that, and I'm just really grateful that you have taken this much interest in it. This is a refreshing part of the local campaign. So you have done good regardless of what happens. That's great. Yeah. So let's see. We've got to go a little bit more now. We've got to keep reminding people, because this is a write-in campaign. And so they, when they go down to vote today, they have to remember your name to write it in on the ballot. And that is on Assembly Seat C. And you are running against Mindy O'Neill, and you think that she needs to be replaced. And if they want to replace Mindy O'Neill, they have to spell your name correctly. And we got to keep repeating this. This is important. People, get your pencil out, write it down, and you spell it. Go ahead.
First name, Aaron, is spelled A-A-R-O-N. Last name is spelled C-R-O-O-K.
All right, very good. So that's Aaron Crook. for Borough Assembly Seat C, a write-in candidate. And first name is A-A, two A's, A-A-R-O-N, last name C-R-O-O-K. And keep that in mind as you go vote. And please do go out and vote today. The polls are open until 8. You can stop by on your way home from work, cast your vote at your polling station. The precincts have changed a little bit. So if you go to your normal precinct, they will tell you, if it's not the correct one, they will tell you which precinct you live in according to your new registration card. Or you can cast a question ballot. So that works too. And we have a phone call. So we better go to the phone. Good morning. You're on KFAR. And who am I speaking with?
This is Al.
Al, what's on your mind, sir?
You were just talking about Aaron and filling out his name correctly on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that decided that that wasn't as important when Murkowski was running as a write-in, that her name be correctly spelled?
That's something I haven't thought about for a while.
I mean, there was some challenges to that, and I thought
yes.
The court system said that it wasn't as significant as it was written.
Generally speaking, the court decides if you can discern the voter's intent for the name spelling,
mm-hmm.
They generally will accept that. Aaron could be spelled A-R-O-N when it should be two A's.
Right.
But either way, write it down so we get the spelling correctly. That's A-A-R-O-N, and last name is Crook. C as in Charlie, R-O-O-K.
All right. I just thought I'd bring that up.
Very good. Yep.
There was some contention back in that election.
There was. Yes, there was a lot of contention back in that election.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Good thanks show. A lot, Al.
Yeah,
all right. All right. So we are going to take a break. We got to hear some messages from our sponsors that make the show possible. You're listening to Problem Corner, and we should be back in just a couple of minutes.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
For many years, Richard Croteau managed 4 maintenance facilities for the Alaska Air National Guard and built strong relationships with all the employees who work there. He understands the intricacies of running a large organization and working successfully with people from all walks of life. Public works, public safety, and the need to protect the city's infrastructure are important concerns for him. His experience and leadership would make him a great city council member.
I'm Richard Croteau, and we deeply appreciate your vote on October 4th.
Paid for by Croteau for City Council. Freeze your fat away without surgery or downtime with Cool Sculpting, an FDA-approved, non-surgical, cool way to treat muffin top, belly fat, bra, leg, and chin fat. The only Cool Sculpting in Interior Alaska is Solstice Medicine and Wellness. From your chin to your legs, don't just fight the fat, freeze it. Cool Sculpting makes fitting into your favorite fashions an attainable goal. You owe it to yourself to look your best. Call for your free consultation. Call Solstice Medicine and Wellness, 907-456-6334. 907-456-6334. 6334.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, a look at Alaska's budding new industry, brought to you by Good Titrations, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. Then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. And don't miss Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30, talking everything food and fun in Fairbanks. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Changeover season is just around the bend, and what better way to celebrate than by cruising into Alyeska Tire for a new set of Nokian winter tires. We're proud to carry some of the most popular premium tires on the market. Models like Nokian's Hakkapeliitta R4, the Hakkapeliitta 10, even the Hakkapeliitta 10 EV. We see you, EV drivers. Alyeska Tire, we're always with you.
Weather brought to you by the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eyes connect you to your world. Care for them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR weather.
High temperatures reach up to 52 today under partly cloudy skies, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, will dip down to about 34. Overcast tomorrow, highs level off around 48. Temps above average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the upper 40s to the mid-50s. Showers possible both days. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
And thank you for staying with us. You're listening to Problem Corner on 660 AM, 97.5 FM. Mike Prox, your guest host this morning. And with me in the studio is Aaron Kronk, who is running a write-in campaign for Assembly Seat C. And if you want to participate, the number to call is 458-8255. That's 458-TALK. And we have a call with us, so let's go to the call. Good morning. You're on KFAR, and who am I speaking with, please?
The first name is Guy. Michael, you're doing a fine job. Is this about the end of the Mike Brex radio career for a while?
Yes, I think after the election, I think you'll be able to get back to your regular host. But it's good to hire amateurs because it's fun to watch them struggle, right?
No, it's nice to see somebody growing into the job. you know where the buttons are, mostly.
I can finally find them, yes.
Yeah. A few minutes ago, you were contemplating combining the city and the borough,
right.
Which for some unknown to me reason is what Ms. O'Neill has been mentioning in various forums, and I don't know who's putting the bee in her bonnet to do it, but I certainly remember the word. She never uses the word unification. Apparently somebody has decided that that's not a selling point.
Right.
But you probably remember the great unification push here 20 or 30 years ago, right?
I do, yes.
I'm sure you do.
Yep.
Everybody has bruises, and I have a bunch of bumper stickers also, if people would like to have one. you off the top of your head, you were contemplating what services would change if the borough and the city combined. Certainly, one thing we have that's a little different is we have very, very limited health and social service powers,
right.
In the borough. Basically, none. There's a commission that we funnel some money through, I think state money, and we run the commission. But there's really no money out of pocket that goes to the borough health and social service powers. And that has worked out really, really well. It's kept a lot of people from our door with their hands out. But the one, and you mentioned that, and a couple others. Certainly, the road service areas would change. But the real biggie, thinking back to unification, was police powers. And I'm surprised you didn't immediately think of it off the top of your head.
We were depending on you.
Well, okay, I was a little slow off the mark here. The speculation back then, and I think it's still very accurate, is that if we unified the city and the borough, basically the default position would go to powers that the city has, for instance, police powers,
right.
And that the new borough would then have police powers. And the speculation then was that it would not take more than about a millisecond for the state troopers to decide that they were pulling out of policing in the borough, and you know, obviously stay here as a hub thing to serve villages and so on and up the highways, but that they would no longer do the borough policing, and that we would suddenly have a borough police force, and all, you know, the vehicles and the whole nine yards that cost, and we would see it on our mill rate. Certainly, it would be a horrendous cost. I hope we stay away from that. I don't know what she's up to. It sounds like she's sort of pushing it, but it's going to be a big push uphill to accomplish it or even get it to a vote. Anyway, I thought I'd mention that if you're thinking of consolidation or unification, basically the same thing. One of them excluded the city of North Pole and the other didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're thinking of that, the real big fiscal item would be the cost of police powers, and it would be greatly larger than any potential savings of having only one mayor and not two, and one assembly and not two, and so on. There'd be very, very, very minor savings in those areas and a huge cost in the other areas.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I thought I'd help you out, and good luck in your next career.
All righty. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. Always good to hear. Aaron, your response, your thoughts.
So with the Class 1 borough, I don't believe that will unify us. That will divide us even more than we already are.
Mm-hmm.
The only perk I would think of having a combined city and borough is the borough being able to help out with health and human services.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the borough can do a great deal to help with mental health and other social services, but then that risks other things if we combine the borough and the city, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not prepared to risk that.
Yeah, good. Well, yeah, it's something to think about. The big disadvantage is that the borough is spread out, and you need compactness to make those services work. We have another call. Good morning. You're on KFR, and who am I speaking with?
Call me not a Karen. hey, Mike, I'm with Guy, and you're a great host. I wish you could always be the host. You're so much better. If you remember, you let me call, I don't know, first time in I don't know how many years, decades, that, and we had a good conversation with whoever was on that day. But, hey, Aaron, I'm really glad you're running. I'm really glad I caught this show today because, you know what? Like I said last time, a lot of us aren't on face crack, as I call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any intentions on getting on my face. I know I need to get back on it. I haven't checked my email in over a year. I'm being really irresponsible with that. But so, you know, I don't know what's going on because I'm not on face crack.
Mm-hmm.
There are people. I don't even know who's running. I never heard of you. And did you say that Mindy, the horrible Mindy, is running with no competitors?
Well, Aaron is her competitor now, yes.
You're the only one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will certainly be driving down the road here in a few hours to vote for you.
All right.
And so thank God I know about you.
Okay,
so
thank you.
There was one other thing, but I forgot what it was.
Okay.
I would still like to hear Guy's opinion on the Constitutional Convention. We said that before, and I didn't think about it until I just heard him.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot the other thing, but people really need to reach a little further than face crack.
Yep.
You know, because I don't even know who to vote for.
Yep.
Mike, I might call you up after this show. You are, what's your face? I did put some stuff up. I know everybody's really busy because I got the CAFR issue going on. But you are, what's her name? Barb Haney.
Mm-hmm.
Find out who's going on.
All right. Well, you can give me a call. But I've got a test. We've got to test the effectiveness of radio. How do we spell Aaron's name?
Oh, I know. Anybody knows how to spell Aaron. Oh, that's the other thing, the Murkowski thing. A-A-R-O-N-C-R-O-O-K.
Yes.
Anyway, well, I mean, anybody who can spell. But Guy was right. It went to, I think, the Alaska Supreme Court. Murkowski got away with it. And, Aaron, I am very impressed. And I had kids who went to Fair Hill, too. I am very impressed that you remember that. Because not only that, Lisa broke the promise. She said during the campaign that she would support whoever won the Republican primary.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad enough that she got, you know, swept in. I had a bet with somebody that I was like, no way would Frank nominate his daughter. And I lost it.
All right. But we're coming up towards the end of the program. We've just got about a minute and a half left
thank
here.
Thank you, Aaron, for throwing your hat in the ring. I will be voting for you, and thank God I listened today.
There we go. All right. We did our public service for today. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
All right. Aaron, we are coming up on the closing moments of the show, so give us again. You are running for seat C. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Aaron Crick, spelled A-A-R-O-N, last name spelled C-R-O-O-K, and I'm running for Borough Assembly, seat C, and I hope that you all will get out and vote today.
All right, very good, and the polls are open until 8 o'clock this evening. You can stop by on your way home from work if you haven't voted already, and cast your vote, and be sure and think about the seat C race, which has a write-in candidate and the most impressive candidate that is running so far this year is Aaron Crook. I am really glad to see that you have jumped in the race, and I wish you the best. So you've been listening to Problem Corner, and we will be back, well, tomorrow, but the satellite is coming overhead. And we better make way for the news.
Another big day on Wall Street. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Dow up about 800 points at the closing bell, getting back over 30K. That's a two-day gain of more than 1,500, what amounts to a partial rebound, though, from September's slump. The S&P up more than 2%, the NASDAQ up more than 3%. Twitter shares soared.